Karen, can you tell us your story that you remember about your grandfather?
Yes. So my grandfather served in World War II. He was a sergeant for the Hasty Peas, very anxious to get to war. And when he got there, he didn't stay very long in service. He was out on a mission, and their Jeep was hit by a landmine. His entire crew was killed, and he was thrown into a ditch where he felt a gun at the back of his head and a German soldier saying, "For you, the war is over." So he went to a prisoner of war camp in Germany. He was captured in Italy, and my grandmother received a telegram saying that he was missing in action and presumed dead. And then 3 years later, she received another telegram letting her know that he was found and returned home via the Red Cross.
Did your grandparents have children?
They did.
Oh, my gosh.
So my uncle, my grandparents actually met at a dance in England. My grandmother's from England. And he saw her across the room. They went on a date. She was engaged to somebody else. Sorry.
Oh.
And he decided that he wanted to marry her, and he knew that he was being deployed. So they got married very quickly. And when he left for his mission, she discovered she was pregnant. So he never knew that he had a child while he was in the POW camp. So when he came home, he discovered that he had a son. And then my father was born shortly after he returned home. So my uncle and my dad are 6 years apart.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. What was your grandmother's reaction to getting her the love of her life back after 3 years of wondering and mourning and grief? That must have been indescribable.
It was pretty shocking. Actually, we have a picture on the front page of the paper where he's being welcomed back. We have some pretty cool memorabilia. They ended up moving to Canada and starting their life here with my grandfather's family. So that's how that all came to be.
And what about your grandparents today?
So they're both passed. My grandfather, he really struggled.
Yeah, that's okay.
After the war, and became an alcoholic. It was a tough life for them.
It wasn't all roses. I mean, the story is beautiful, but you know, we hear that. That's the thing. We hear that side of the story, and then you don't hear about the struggles that go on once you get home and once you get the doors closed and what goes on in the kitchen and what goes on in the living room and all those struggles that families face.
After the headline has been printed and the paper is out, right?
You don't hear that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he luckily became sober. He joined Alcoholics Anonymous. And my grandmother actually was the person that founded Al-Anon in London, Ontario. And my grandfather helped an awful lot of people. He never told us about anything that happened to him in the war. I actually didn't know his story until after he had passed away, because when he was sick, he died of cancer. They lived with my parents at the end, and he actually recorded on a cassette tape his whole life.
Wow.
And then left it to
me
after.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So I only have, like, with pictures and, you know, the telegram and all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. Nothing, like I said, that he ever wanted to talk about while he was alive. His life became about helping other alcoholics recover. And so our family always lived by the AA lifestyle. And it was a blessing for all of us. And he was a pretty cool guy. My daughter did a presentation about it at school, and so she wrote a whole report about the whole thing, and it's really amazing. So it's a neat story. It's so close to home, right? You hear about those stories that people are captured, and you just think it's in the books, and then you find out that your family actually lived it.
Maybe you could tell us your grandfather's name.
His name is Russell Samuel Candler.
Awesome. Now we have to hug.
Okay.